Morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. It's really late at night for me because I just got off the job. I didn't know I'd find myself here so soon, but I'm in my special little spot, the parking lot from a few audios back. I've been working a ton of doubles and my feet kind of hurt, so I wasn't ready to drive all the way home just yet. Not until I got rid of this horniness. It's been killing me all day long. So here I am. I parked at the very back of the lot. There are no street lights either, so that really helps my case, I'd say. Not like anyone comes through this area this late at night anyway, but better safe than sorry. Oh, and when I got here, I climbed into the back seat because I need all the space I can get, because I'm going to take my time with you and take you through another fantasy of mine. So you're ready to hear what's on my mind, because I think this one is a tad more fun. All right. You ever heard of, like, a speakeasy style bar? I don't know how common they are anywhere besides the States. But in my specific region of the States, there are a lot of them. The energy there is very relaxed. Really delicious drinks. Nice people. It's usually very dim lit. The bar gets a little more lighting, so you can see, like, all the drinks they have to offer. Everyone is wearing, like, business casual. Most people anyway, in my experience, I guess there's, like, a lot of professionals that come off from work, and, music might be my favorite part. It's, like, again, in my experience, very jazzy, and, I think it fits the theme. It kind of transports me back in time a bit. you know where this is going, don't you? I leave for work to get a drink at the bar, and coincidentally, so do you. I sit down beside you, and I just give you the typical greeting since we're sitting so close. And I love a man in a suit. Or if you're wearing one at all. Maybe you're, like, dressed down, relaxed, down to earth. I like that too. I order a margarita or a pina colada. Because I'm basic, I know. And it's really quiet in here. So I strike up conversation first, just to have a feel for you, you know, since we're seatmates for the rest of the night. We talk about really generic stuff, you know, about our lives. I'm not delving too deep because, you know, we're still strangers, but, like, enough to catch each other's interest, right? Do you like to travel? Do you enjoy your job? Why did you even come here tonight? I order myself another drink. And you know what? Because we're seatmates, I order you one too. Just to divert the norms a bit. Maybe you'll gladly take it, or maybe you'll, like, refuse. But that just means there's more alcohol for me, so I'm not complaining. We continue our talks, and I really like the way you speak, and I enjoy the eye contact and the way you smell. I'm pretty horny, aren't I? I should probably stay focused on your eyes, but I really can't. I'm looking at your lips, and then I'm looking down your clothes until I'm looking at your crotch from your open legs. Of course, I do this all fairly quickly. I don't want to seem like a weirdo. Whether you saw me looking or not, our conversation gets a lot more relaxed, and the alcohol is starting to hit me. You have really nice eyes. Are you married? Do you have kids? I think you can see in all my face. But I'm really, really interested in you. Our bodies are leaned in a lot closer now. And it feels like you and I are the only people here. I have to rub my thighs together because I'm starting to feel really hot down there. You ask me the same things, don't you? No, I'm not married. I don't have any children. And I graduated college last year. My job is very rewarding on most days. Yada, yada, yada. I think we know enough about each other now, right? You know, enough to decide if we're going to do something more risky. Maybe you're afraid you'll scare me off if you're too bold. You won't. I let my knee brush against yours. And I just come out and say it. Whisper it, really. Because we're still in a bar. But I see something like, you look so good in those clothes, and maybe it's the alcohol or how pent up I've been, but I'd really like to see you without them. I'm so nervous because that could totally be your moment to leave, realistically speaking, but you stay. You stay and look at me in a way that makes me feel like I'm on fire. And sneakily run your hand up my dress from under the bar top. Can you feel how wet I am already? That's the last straw for us, isn't it? How wet and needy I am for a stranger I just met. This isn't a take-home endeavor. You want me now, don't you? There's a closet across from the men's bathroom at the very back of the speakeasy, barely lit. And it's like we read each other's minds and we're rushing over there. And when the closet doors closed and no one can see us anymore, what do you think I'm doing first? I'm kissing the hell out of you and grinding against you like a bitch in heat. Because fuck, I'm horny. You have no idea. I want you to touch me. and put my clit under my dress. I kiss your neck. Fuck. My hands through your hair and down your back until I'm rubbing your cock through your pants. You want more, don't you? You want me to get on my knees and suck your cock? I'll play with my own clit instead so that I can get down into your pants. And before you know it, I'm going to town. Oh, you make me want to suck my fingers like it's your dick. I hope you're not close. I hope you're not close. Yeah, keep it together. We're not even at the best part. I'm getting so wet. Imagine me getting up as quickly as humanly possible and telling you to shove your cock in just like this. Push me against the door. Fuck me like you own me. Fucking hear how fucking wet I am. Finger my ass too. Oh, you're at. Can't wait to come. Come on, come.
Let him hold it back for you. When we fuck like this, I have to keep my voice down so we don't get kicked out. You too. You don't want to get kicked out, do you? Not when we're like this. Not when we're this far along. And my pussy's gripping and I just... Fuck you. Yeah. Settle down. I'm gonna come if we don't. Can you feel it? How turned on you make me. Would you like hearing me like this? Like making me fucking act this way. Come on, let's pick it up. Yeah, it's right there. Oh, we're getting close. Are you close too? I want us to finish together. Come on, fuck me like you mean it. Show me how desperate you need to come. How much you need to come for me. Show me how full of you are. Maybe you pull out because I'm just a stranger in a bar. Maybe you call my insides if you come because you can. Either way, you made me a fucking mess. while listening to me come to another fantasy of mine. Did you like that? You already know I did. That took way more out of me this time. And I took a lot more time than usual as well. than I expected. Anyway. That I was planning. I'm gonna get home way, way past midnight. But it was so worth it. My body needs what it needs. So does yours. And no one came this way. So that's a win. You all right? Relaxed? Good. Thank you for being here. Bye for now.